Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem B in Meseches Chulin, Daf Samach Gimel. And we're going to start with the memory of a Meimar that says, Shaknoyu Batnoi, Mokim Shenogu Lechol Oichlon, Mokim Shenogu Shalei Lechol Ein Oichlon. It's totally in the minig. If the minig was to eat the shaknai batnai in that makam, it's mutter. And in a makam where the minig was not to eat them, it's aser. The Gemara asks Akasha, Otu bimin hagatalia milsa? Is the heter and the iser, the tahara and the tumma of an oif, totally in a minig? And for the Gemara, in v'loi kasha. Ha ba'asra de shkichi peres vaznia? Ha ba'asra de loi shkichi peres vaznia? In a place where it's not shchiach peres vaznia, it's mutter to eat the shaknai batnai. And a place where it's shchichi peres vaznia, it's aser to eat the shaknai batnai. Rashi is masber with the vir maschul de shchichi, that in a place where it's chuchzak sham peres vaznia, it's aser to eat them because hani nami bechad simen asu. The shaknai batnai are doimet to peres vaznia in the way that they both have only one simen, and therefore we have to be chayshish that maybe a shaknai batnai is beemes. A min mimine peres vaznia. It's be'etzem one of the species within the species of peres vaznia. Whereas ba'asu d'loy shchichi peres vaznia, mistama le mechzakina leud loy shchichi beyishov. Therefore, we don't have to be chayshish that these shaknai batnai are also a min mimine peres vaznia. Now, the Ramshif is ma'irer, according to Rashi, that the chshash is that maybe the shaknai batnai in those places is be'etzem a min mimine peres vaznia. So why is it totally b'minik? The Lashon minik is still shver. The chayr it's osr me'ikar adin because it's a suffic peres vaznia. Azay frek demaram shif. Now the emes is, the Taisus asks more on Rashi, that the chayr it shouldn't be mitli tali in the makaymas bachlal. If there's a chshash, then maybe shaknai batnai is miminamein, because they also have chad simen. So even in a place where the usual, the natural peres vaznia is not shchiach, because it's like shchichi b'yishuv, but once we're ma'ir rachshash that shaknai batnai is also mitzaratzmai a min mimine peres vaznia. So even in places where the usual peres vaznia are not shchiach, the shaknai batnai themselves should be aser because they themselves are a kind of a peres vaznia. Azay frek taisus. On account of this, taisus answers that be'emes there is no chshash like Rashi says that the shaknai batnai mitzaratzmam are mimin peres vaznia, but rather because they're doimet to peres vaznia, so it's possible that a person will be meschalif, a shaknai batnai, and a peres vaznia. Therefore, in the makaymas, the peres vaznia are shchiach, they were noyik to be machmir and not eat a shaknai batnai because of the issue of confusion. According to this, it's also meyushev the kasha of the Maram Shif. That's why it's considered a minik, but it's not really a chshash of iser. So Rashi is the chayret tzarechim. So the Levari over here says that be'emes, Rashi agrees that shaknai batnai mamish, they're not a min mimine peres vaznia. V'haraya, because being that they are shchiach b'makaymis, where peres vaznia are not shchiach, they're shchiach b'makam yishuv, and peres vaznia are only shchiach b'midbar, that's a hechreach be'etzem, that a shaknai batnai is not one of the species of peres vaznia, but it's a min b'fnei atzmai, and me'ikar adin it's mutter. Nevertheless, in a makim where peres vaznia are shchiach, there's a makim to be chayshish that if a person wants to eat a shaknai batnai, maybe really this shaknai batnai isn't exactly the same shaknai batnai which is found in makimis that a peres vaznia is not shchiach. Maybe it's a different variation of a shaknai batnai. And this shaknai batnai, be'etzem, is also a min mimine peres vaznia, which is really only shchiach over here and not shchiach in the other places. And a can of this chshash that a person may not be medactic properly, therefore they were noyig that in a place where a peres vaznia exists, not to eat the shaknai batnai bechlal. And that's what Rashi means when he says, shema miminam heim. Maybe this shaknai batnai that you're eating isn't the classic shaknai batnai which has been proven that it's not mimin peres vaznia. Maybe this shaknai batnai that you're eating is be'etzem a different variation and it is mimin peres vaznia. This was mild the minhig, not to eat a shaknai batnai. Lifi this, it's also miyushev the kasha of the Maram Shif, that it's only a minhig and it's not an emes achshash. Because be'emes, if Leitzer, a person would verify properly that this is the Shaknai Batnai, which is found in other places, it's the same Shaknai Batnai, Me'ikar Adin Avada would be Mutter. But because of the fact that a person may not be medactic properly, they are naik to be makbid because Shema Miminamei. Adkan the two Pirushim, the Pirush of Taisus and the Pirush of Rashi, Api the Lev Aryeh. And if you both of the Mahalchem, the Lashon of Minig is Asi Shaper. Now let's go on to the next Inyan. May Inyan le Inyan ba'isei Inyan. The Gemara later on the Samach Gimel Mebeis brings down the memory of Rabbi Yitzchak that says that A'ayv Tohar is Nechal b'mesayris. That even if a person does not know b'vadai that this A'ayv is an A'ayv Tohar, that it's not one of the Chavtal A'ayfis Atmeim, he can be Saimich on the Mesayris. What exactly is the definition of Mesayris? That we'll see Be'ez Hashem Behemshech of the Shir, the different Pirushim and the Rishayim. Frekter Ashbe and Taras Abayis on page Samachayim and Aleph in the Old Prince, that Lechaira, the Gemara could say an easy Yishuv on the Kasha of Atubim and Hagatali Milsa. Makim Shanagu Lechal Eichlin, because that's a place that has a Mesayris. Makim Shanagu Shalai Lechal Ein Eichlin, because it's a place that doesn't have a Mesayris. So why does the Gemara have to answer Habasra the Shchichi Paris was Nia, Habasra the Lei Shchichi Paris was Nia, which is Be'emes and Ukimte, which is not Mavur, Mitaych the Etzem Lashon of Amemar. The Gemara could say, Api Pashtus, the Makim Shanagu Lechol, that's a Mesayris. Makim Shanagu Shalei Lechol is because they didn't have a Mesayris. And that's why, B'makim Shanagu it's Mutter, and B'makim Shanagu Shalei Lechol it's Asar. Zakter Ashbe, from here it's a Raya, that what happens if we have one place that has a Mesayris and another place that doesn't have a Mesayris? That the halacha is going to be that the place that doesn't have a Mesayris is also allowed to eat it, and they're allowed to be Seimich on the Mesayris of the Makim that has the Mesayris. The reasoning behind this is because we could assume that the place that doesn't have the Mesayris and does not eat it, it's not because they have an opposite Kabbalah that this is an Eiv Tameh, but it's rather because of the lack of a Kabbalah and a Mesayris that it's Tahar, therefore they're Naig not to eat it. Therefore, the place that has a positive Mesayris that it's mutter to eat works for everywhere, and now everybody could eat it. The Rashba, however, is doicha this raya, and he says it could be Be'emes, the Gemara holds, that a place that has a Mesayris, only that place could eat it, and a place that doesn't have a Mesayris cannot eat it. Nevertheless, the Gemara did not offer this as a pshat in a meimar, because it's not totally in a minik. The lashon of makim shenagu would not be accurate, because it's not because there's a minik to eat it that it's mutter. It's because they have a Mesayris and they can be Seimich. This is actually a Iftar. And the Makam that doesn't have a Mesayris, I'll be Ikar, then it's awesome for them to eat it because they don't have the Mesayris. And the Ikar question of the Gemara of Atubim and Hagatali Milsa is being medactic in the Lashon of the Minig. And that's why the Gemara has the Kasha. And that's why the Gemara has to answer that the Teretz is because here is Makam of Shchich, Peres Vaznia, and here not. And that's Be'emes and Indian of a Minig, like we were Masber, the Fitaisvis, according to his Mahalach, and the Firashi, according to Lev Aryeh, according to his Mahalach. The Maisel Alach and Shulchan Aruch, we go with the first Mahalach of the Rajbe, that's Mechiach, the Be'etzem, the Mesayris of one place works for everywhere, and the Gain says in Bir Agra, because the Dichoy of the Rajbe is Be'emes, Einai Dichoy Klal. We have to know exactly what he finds wrong with the Dichoy of the Rajbe, but Azay Nemtan, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Bir Agra. The Gabi this Nidin, what to do if there's different Mesayris in different places. There's a Rush earlier in the Psamach Bezim at Bez, in the Psakim in Simon Samach, and he says as follows. The Rush tells us two halachas. The first halacha the Rush tells us is, Im Adam Haylech Me Medina Le Medina, U Me Medina Sheyatze Misham Ein Mesayris, U Be Mokim Shehalach Sham Yesh Mesayris, Alayf Echad Shehu Tahar. If the place where he's coming from does not have a Mesayris, and the place that he goes to does have a Mesayris, Zok the Rosh, Yachal Hula Eichla Ba'isa Medina Kishehu Sham Afilu Daite Lachzer. When he is present in the Medina that has the Mesayris, it's mutter for him to eat it there, even if he's Daite Lachzer. And the Rosh explains that the concept of Chumre Makam Sheyatz Misham doesn't apply because of the Svar that we mentioned before from the Rajba, that it isn't really a Chumre from the Makam Sheyatz Misham that they know B'yadiyah not to eat the Saif, it's just the lack of a Mesayris. Therefore, when he goes to a place that has a Mesayris, it's mutter for him to eat it. This din of the Rosh is mashma, that be'etzem, the Mesayris in one makim, is not mashpia to everywhere, and the Medina that doesn't have the Mesayris when you're there, it's usher to eat it. Because the Rosh only tells us when it comes to the makam that has the Messiris, over there it's mutter for him to eat it. However, the Rosh is mamshich with a din that's mashma not like that. The Rosh says, Ve'elu sha'amru sha'kiblu me'aviseyim by heter, roi lismechal kabbalah samal eichle, b'chol ha'makaymis. It's mutter to eat it and be samech on their kabbalah in all the places. Mashma from this Rosh, like the din of the Rashba, that be'emes, even though only one place has the kabbalah, everywhere it's mutter to eat it. L'chayre, this is a direct contradiction to what the Rosh starts off with, and he says that it's only mutter to eat it when he goes to the makam that has the Messiahs. V'tzarechiyah. So there are different ways of understanding this Rosh. The Tor, when he quotes his father, the Rosh, he brings down the first din, and then when he brings down the second din, he says, V'lo'yid el afilu b'chol ha'makaymais yuchaylam lismach alay se'am makam shekiblu b'ay shehu mutter. Mashma from the tour that he's matchik in the Lashon HaRosh, that the Rosh is telling us a leizu afzu. Not only when he goes to the makam that has a Messiahs is a mutter for him to eat it there, and the reasoning behind it is because even the place that he came from doesn't have a idea that it's usher, it's just a lack of a Messiahs. Therefore, he could go with the Messiahs that he goes of the Medina that he goes to. But even more so, once it comes to his knowledge that there is a Messiahs in that Medina, now it's mutter for him to go home and to tell the people in his Medina back home that it's Be'etz HaMutter for everybody to eat it based on the Messiahs that he saw in the other Medina. As I learned the Torah, and the Chayre, it's a shtickle daikik in the Lashon of the Rosh, but as I learned the Torah. The Yamsha Shleime in Simon Kuftes Vav, he says a different shot. And this is based Be'etzem on the Rajbe himself in Sefer Torah Sabayis, in the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer, over there on the Samachay Amid Beis. The Rajbe over there says that Lemaisa Lemaskana of our Gemara, that the Gemara says that B'mukaymes Teshchichi Peres Vaznia, it's usher to eat it because it was a minig not to eat it because of the fact that it's Neschalif with Oifas Atmeim. Says the Rajbe Imkain, if a person is a Medina, in a Medina which has a minig not to eat a specific oif, he has to be Chayshish that maybe that Medina was Makabal that minig because in that specific place it can be Neschalif this oif with an oif tameh that's prevalent in that makam. Therefore, a person can never learn from a different Medina to his Medina because he has to be chayshish that in his Medina, the fact that they don't eat it is because of a minig not to eat it specifically, so it shouldn't be neschalif. So therefore, a person always has to differentiate between why they're not eating it in this Medina. Is it just because they lack a minig and a kabbalah? Then it can be samech on the kabbalah in another place. But if there's a direct minig shaloi la'ichlam, then avade, you cannot eat it in that Medina, because maybe the minig comes from ichshash of chiluf. Zakti Yamsha Shleime, and the Taz is Mayrich to be Mazbet, the Yamsha Shleime is really what the Rosh is saying, that's going to be the difference in these two cases. If a person is Hayelach me Medina le Medina, and now he's present in the Medina that actually has the minig to eat it, it's mutter for him to eat it. A, he can be Chayshish on the Kabbalah and the Messiahs that it's mutter to eat, and B, doesn't have to be Chayshish for a minig not to eat it because it's Neschalif, because in this makam that he's in, they don't have a minig not to eat it because of Chiluf, because in this makam, probably there is no Eif Tameh which it can be Neschalif with. But however, when he comes back home, there Be'emes would be usher for him to eat it, because there it could be Neschalif in a different Eif, and that's why there's a direct minig not to eat it. And that's Be'emes, the first halacha of the Rosh. The second halacha of the Rosh that says that it's Roy Lismech al Kabbalah Samal Eichle B'chol HaMakaymais, that's going in a situation where it's clear that there is no direct minig not to eat oif. It's just not yedua that there's a Messiris. And because of the yedia, they don't eat it. In such a situation, you can be saimach on the Kabbalah that's in a different makim, even for this makim, and eat it. That's the second pshat on the Rosh, based on the Yamsha Shleime and the Taz. But there's a third pshat in the Rosh, which comes from the Isser Veheter, in Klal Nun Vav, Ois Yutes, and also in Klal Memches, Ois Yudalad. He says that Be'emes, the Rosh disagrees with the Rajba, and he holds that you can't be Samech on a Messiris from one Makim, and therefore eat in a different Makim. Every place Be'etzem needs its own Messiris. This that the Rosh says in the second Memra, that it's Roy Lismech al Kabbalasam al Eichle B'chol HaMekaymes, he doesn't mean a different Medina, a different Makim Lagamri. He means within the Medina that has a Messiris, even though certain parts of the Medina and certain groups of people within the Medina they themselves don't have a Kabbalah. In this Medina, they can be samech on the people that do have a Kabbalah. And the emes is that it's mamish meduyik, like he's saying in the Lashon of the Rush, because the first case of the Rush, he says, Hayelech Medina limedina. He uses the terminology of Medina. Mashenkin, in the second din of the Rush, he doesn't say, Ul'aychle b'chala medinais. He says, b'chala makaimais. Mashma b'chala makaimais within the Medina, but not in a different Medina. So, Hayyaytse, we have three mahalchim how to understand the Rush. The Torah learns that Be'emes, the Rush is just a lezu afsu, but Avada, the maskana, the Rush holds like the Rajbe, that a Kabbalah in one place works for every place. The Taz, Alpi, the Amshe Shleime, holds that Be'etzem, a Kabbalah from one place works for every place, but if there's a place that has a specific direct minik not to eat it, we have to be chayshish that they're naig not to eat it, like the Mekaymas, the Shchichi, Paris Vaznia, because it can be Meschalef with an Eif Tamei. And according to this, if a Heter, according to him, he's going to hold that the Rashba Emes argues on the Rashba, and he holds that a Messiah in one place does not work for a different place, and the fact that the Rush says, Besayf Tavarev, that it works B'chalam HaKaymes, just means within the Medina that has a Messiah. So we have a definite machlaikis, according to the Shitas HaRush, whether or not a Kabbalah in one place works for every place. And according to the Rajbe, we have the Pashas of the Rajbe, which the Gain says is the Ikar day of the Rajbe, that a Kabbalah of one place works for every place, but he has a tzad to be Deiche the Raya. I'd like to be Maisif that L'chayre, the Mashmais of the Rambam is that a Masayris in one place does not work for every place. Because the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Machalas Asuris, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, when he explains what is the Masayris, he says, V'hu sheyiyeh davar pashut ba'aytsay makayim shehu ayv tahar. He defines a Masayris as a being a davar pashut in the makayim that it's an ayv tahar. Now the Lashon of the Rambam is, shehu sheyiyeh davar pashut ba'aytsay makayim in that place. He doesn't say b'shum makayim in any place. Mashma l'chayr lehedi from the Rambam that he holds that only a place that has a Masayris can follow that Masayris, but a different place cannot. Lamaise, the Magen Mishnah is not Mashma that he holds of this Diyuk in the Rambam, because the Magen Mishnah stels to the Rashba and Torah Sabayis. But l'chayr, the Pashas of the Rambam is Meira that he holds a Dafka in that specific place and not in a different place. What's the beer of the Machlekes HaRishayim, whether or not a Masayris of one place works in a different place? For that, we have to understand the Oimik of the Inyan of Masayris, which we're going to get to Be'ez Hashem in the Hemshech of this Shir. Ad kan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down, in regard to the Eif Tameh, which is called Racham, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Lama Nikra Shemai Racham, Kivan Shebar Racham, Bo'u Rachamim La'ilam. If a Racham is present, that's a siman that Rachamim is coming to the Olam. And Rashi explains that Rachamim is Mutter. Amar Avivi Baravaya, V'hu the Yosef Amidi, V'avid Shrakrak. It's only if he's sitting on something, Amidi Zakrashi Al Shum Davar, V'avid Shrakrak, he's Mitzavsef Baifin Shrakrak. Ugmiri, and we have a Kabbalah, the Yosef Ara Visharik, if he sits on the ground and he says Shrakrak, also Mashicha, that's a siman that Mashiach is coming, Shanemar, like it says in a pasuk in Zechariah, Eshrika lahem v'akabitzeh. Now we're going to mention Kama Ha'aris in this Gemara. The first Ha'aris is, the Marshan Kedusha Yagadis is Medayik, that in regards to Aracham being Yosef Amidi, which is a simen that Mutter is coming to the world, the Gemara just says it as a pashtus. The Gemara doesn't say the Lashon of Gumiri. But in regards to the fact that if he's Yosef Ha'aris v'sharik, that Mashiach is going to come, the Gemara uses the Lashon of Gumiri, which means they had such a Kabbalah. And the Marsha is Masbir, because this, that if the Racham is Shairik, that Mother is going to come, that's a Dover Tivi. It's possible in a natural way to be within the Metzias of a bird that they can recognize when Mother is going to come. So for that, Chazal saw it in the Sayan, and he didn't need a Kabbalah. Mashenke, the fact that if a bird is Meshrakrek al Ara, that that's a Besura that Mashiach is going to come, that's a Derech Nes. And Chazal are only able to say that based on Gemiri, based on a Kabbalah. The Maral in Chidushi HaGadus, and also in Netzach Yisrael Simon Membeis, he is Maisef HaHesber in the Sol Gemara, and according to him it sounds like that none of it is Alfidera Chateva Mamish. The Maral says that a Oif, which is called Oif HaShemayim, because he's suspended between Shemayim and Aretz, It's because an oif is be'emes more of a ruchniyistika being. And that's why they're able to be pereich ba'aver, because they're kalei hateva, and they don't have the same heaviness and chomer as a regular animal. Therefore, says the Maral, heim mekablam agzeris melamala. Oifis become more aware to gzeris that are nigzar min hashamayim. Not because they have seichel, says the Maral, but because an oif, that's a more of a ruchniyistika being, has certain receptors to be able to tune in to the gzeris that are melamala. And as I state in the pasuk in Keheles, ki oif hashamayim yelech hasakol. And he tells the Gemara Masech Tegit and Daf Mem Hei that talks about the tzufei ha'ayfes and the different besures that the ha'ayfes were able to be mavaser certain knowledge that they knew that nobody else knew. And he says the ha'ayf which is a racham specifically has a segula to be able to tune in to meet the sarachmanis. Therefore he can notice when it's bar rachamim la'ilam, when matar is coming, and he can also notice when Mashiach is coming, which is the ultimate rachamim. According to the Maral, this that it says Lagabi Matar B'derech Stam without the Lashon of Gemiri, but in regards to Mashiach, it says the Lashon of Gemiri, even though both of them are Be'emes working with the same Ahalach, and not like the Marsha, the Chayr the Pshat is Pashit, because the fact that when the Racham comes, that's telling us that Matar is coming, that's something which could have been seen B'payol Mamish Ayideh the Chachamim. They didn't need a Kabbalah for that. They experienced that. Mashiach and the fact that when he sits on Arav Avich Rakrak, the Mashiach's coming, that's something that they, as of yet, have never experienced. So they only know that Derech HaKabbalah, and therefore there's a Lashon of Gemiri. But it does not mean that one is more Derech HaTeva than the other. That's the first Ara. The second Ara is, Be'emes, we have to understand, what's the difference if he's Yosef Amidi, or if he's Yosef Ara? So Rashi says, B'divir Maschala Ara, She'ein Darkei Bekach. It's not Kedarkei. This lechayr can be understood al pi the mahalach of the Marsha. If he's Yosef Amidi, which is Kedarkoi, so that's Derech HaTeva. That doesn't tell us anything miyuchid. There's no Derech Ness being heralded, and we don't know that Mashiach is coming. We'll just assume that the Matar is coming. But if he's Yosef Ara and he's doing something out of the ordinary in Darkei Bekach, that's a simen that the Shrika is also Shalei Kederech HaTeva, and it means that Mashiach is coming. The Maral, however, says a different mahalach. And it's based on his mahalach that we said before, Lishitosai. He says that the rachamim comes ayidei chibur bein shamayim la'aretz. When the oif, which is an inin of oif ha-shamayim, lands on the aretz, that creates the chibur bein shamayim la'aretz, and that indicates rachamim. If he's Yosef Amidi, and he's not mamish on the aretz, he's on something else which is on top of the aretz, that's only a small amount of rachamim, which indicates matar, but not a rachamim gedolim, which would mean that Mashiach is coming. But if he's Yosef Ara Mamish, so there's a clear chibur bin Shemayim La'aretz, that means rachamim gedolim, the ultimate rachmanis of Bias HaMashiach, which should happen b'emes b'mehera v'yameinu. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis brings down a memor of Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Oif Tahar Nechal B'Mesayris. This Gemara is the basis to the Halacha L'Maisa, as is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh Simon Pei Beis, that we could only eat a bird that has a Mesayris. And this has brought about many tumults throughout the years regarding various birds. Kiyadua, the turkey, is something that's shani in a very big machlekes amin hagim. If we have a Mesayris, we don't have a Mesayris. And so too, throughout the generations, different birds that there were major machlekes in, if we're allowed to eat it, if it's considered a maseiros or not. We're going to try b'siyata d'shmaya to give the basic understanding of this Gemara based on the Rishayim and the Ikar Achrayim. So the Gemara says, b'pshitus, two memras. Oiv tohar nechal b'maseiros, that's one memra. And then there's another memra, nemon atzayid loymar, oiv ze tohar masali rebi. A tzayid is believed to say that he has a Mesiris from his Rebbe that a specific life is tar. The Gemara goes on to say, Am Rebbe Yechanan, Vuhu Shabaki Behenu B'Shmeisein. So Rashi, and also the Rambam, their Masber, that we're talking about that the Rav, whom the Tzayid is basing his Mesiris on, that Rav himself, we know that he's a Baki Behenu B'Shmeisein. Only in such a case could we be Seimich on this Edus of the Tzayid B'Shem Rabbi. And the Gemara goes on to ask the Shaila, Bayreb Zera, Rabbi Chacham or Rabbi Tzayot. This that we say that the Tzayot is made b'shem his Rav, that it's an Iftar, is his Rav referring to a Rav b'chachma, a Rav b'tayra, or is it referring to Rabbi Tzayot, his Rebbe, his teacher in Tzayotus? And the Gemara brings a Raya, Toshma, the Amr Rabbi Yechanan, v'hu shabaki ben b'shmei sayin, from the fact that Rabbi Yechanan says that there's a Tanai, that this Rav has to be baki ben b'shmei sayin, Iyamit b'shlam Rabbi Tzayot Shapir. That's possible if we're referring to Rabbi Tzayot. El Iyamit Rabbi Chacham, if we're referring to his Rav and Tyre, not his Rav and Tzayotus, Bishlam Shemayu Gamalu, it's possible to say that he's a Baki Bishmeisayan, because he learned the Torah, he knows the Shemais of the Eifes HaTmeyim. But Inhu Miyadlu, does he actually recognize the actual birds themselves? That's not possible. Elamai Bechreach, Elalav Shmamina, Rabbi Tzayot Shmamina. So before we masber the Gemara, want to speak out of Ha'ara from Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Kuntras Karni Chagavim, Simon Aleph. He says, Harei Tzidua, and we mentioned this by Riches in the Shir and Daf Nun Tes, that the Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Machalos Asurais, and also in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Tes, Kuf Nun, V'chulu, that there's a mitzvah to be Baidik the Simonim of Behemos, Chayas, and Eifes. The Zeloshein Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Asay Kuf Nun, in regards to Eifes Tahirim, Zok the Rambam Hayeseinu Mitzuvim, Lodun Ba'ifes, V'loimar, Zetame V'Zetahar, Hu Mitzvah Sasei. Which means that there's a Mitzvah Sasei to dan in specific Ifes and to distinguish and to say this one is Tame and this one is Tahar. And the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Machalos Asurais brings down as a makar to this the pasuk of V'Hivdaltem Beina Behema Tahir Latmeya Uveina Oifa Tame Latahar. And also the pasuk at the end of Parashas Shmini, Lahavdil bein atame bein atahar uvein achaya necheles uvein achaya shaloi soichel. And the emphasis is that Rashi over there at the end of Parashas Shmini brings down the Torah's Kehanim that says, loy bilvad ha-shayne. It's not just enough to be shayne to know the actual halachas mitzad atzmam. Elo b'yedeya eze tame ve'eze tahar. That's the lashon of Torah's Kehanim. And the lashon of Rashi is, Elo shetehe yedeya umakir ubaki behen. Haray, that it's a mitzvah not just to know the actual din Torah about which simanim are mitayr and which eifes are the eifes of tmeim, but a person has to know on a practical level, zeh tamei v'zeh tahar. He has to be a baki umaker to know which specific eifes are tahirim and which ones are tmeim. Im kein frekt b'chaim Kanievsky, what's the pshat in the Gemara's Hanacha that a rav v'chachma will only be makir shmeisayan and he won't be makir the actual eifes? Haray, it's a mitzvah to do so. So l'chayr, we can assume that Rabbi B'chachma would be able to recognize which eifes are tahirim and which ones are not. Zok Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that B'chreach, our Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, argues on the Torah's Kehanim in a specific point. The Torah's Kehanim is mashma, that it's a mitzvah to know eiza tami ve'eiza tahar, nothing to do with if he's eating them or not. It's a mitzvah for every Talmud Chacham to recognize, to be makayim, the mitzvah of lahavdil bein atame uvein atahar. Whereas the Rambam, the way he paskins in Halacha Lamaisa, Uchamavur in his Lashon in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Azeshet also Bariches in the Lecha Mishnah, and Echos Machalos Asuras and other Nesek Kalim, the mitzvah of Bedika is only as a Hechatimtza in order to be Makayim, the mitzvah of being Eichel an Eif Tahar. In the situation where a person actually wants to eat an Eif, then as Chal the mitzvah of Lahavdil, he has to say Zeh Tami Vizeh Tahar, and to know which ones are Tahirim. But if a person is not holding by eating a specific eif, then there's no stam mitzvah to be able to know and to have the ideas which ones are tmeim and which ones are tahirim. As Dr. Chaim Kanievsky, the fact that the Rambam paskins not like the pashtos of the Torah's Kehanim, the chayr can be based on our Gemara. It's because the Rambam saw that our sugya is chaylik in the Torah's Kehanim, because the sugya assumes with the pashtos that Rav Chachma would not be able to recognize which eif is a tahirim, and it's based on that that the Rambam paskins his psak. Adkan the Sahara. And now let's go to the Etzem beer of the Gemara. And we'll start with being Mefarish. What does it mean, Eifes Nechal B'Mesiris? What constitutes a Mesiris in this context? So Rashi, in our Sugi, B'Divir Maschal B'Mesiris, gives three examples. So Rashi V'Zel L'Shainai, Im Zachar Hu Ba'Adam Kosher Sha'achlai. His first mashal is, you remember an Adam Kosher that ate this specific life? That's a Mesiris. Oizok Rashi, Shemosar Loi Rabbi. His Rav gave him over a Masiris. Oiz says Rashi, the third pshat, Tzayed Chacham. That he has a Masira from a Tzayed who's a Chacham that knows which Oifis are Tahirim. Rashi earlier on the Samach Beis Amud Beis says a different Nusach. He says over there, B'divir Maschel, Chazyu at the Dars of Achla, Ein Oif Nechalanu Elba Masiris, Oif Shemosar Lanu Aviseinu B'tahar. We need a Masiris or Avais that a specific life is Tahar. The Rambam is a different pshat. He says in Uchas Machalos Asuris, Perak Aleph Halacha Tesvav, Oif Tahar Nechal B'Masiris, V'hu Sheyia Dover Pashut V'Aisei Makayim, Sheza Oif Tahar. If there's a Hanacha, if it's a Dover Pashut in a specific place, that this is a Oif Tahar, that constitutes a Masiris. Hayyaitse in all, we have five Pirushim. Either that he saw an Adam Kasha that ate it, or he heard from Rabbi, or he heard from Tzayid Chacham, or like Rashi says in Samach Beis, a Masayra Sa'avais, or like the Rambam says, that it's a Dover Pashat Ba'aisei Makam. And we're going to try to understand each one of these, Echad, Echad. And we'll start with the third example that Rashi gives, that he heard it from a Tzayid Chacham. The Chayra, this that Rashi considers that a Masayris, is based on the Gemara afterwards, which says, that Nemon Tzayid, a Tzayid can say over, that he was Makabal, from Rabbi, which the Gemara explains is a Tzayed Chacham, that a specific life is Tar. So the Chiddush of the Gemara there is that we believe the Tzayed to tell us over what Rabbi HaTzayed was Meisrlai. But the Etzim fact that Rabbi HaMeisrlai is considered a Mesiris, that's a Dover Pashut to the Gemara. And based on that, Rashi includes that as one of the Pirushim, what Mesiris means. Rashi, who says the terminology Tzayed Chacham, although that's not the Lashon of the Gemara says Rabbi Tzayed, the Chayra, the word Chacham, is alluding to this, which the Gemara brings down Hashem Rabbi Yechanan, that he has to be a Baki Bahen Ubishmaisayan. So Tzayed Chacham is that Mesiris based on the Gemara later. Imken, we have to understand, what does Rashi mean in his second example that he says that it's Masar Loi Rabbi? Here he can't mean Rabbi Tzayed, because that's included in Tzayed Chacham. So the Chayra, he must mean Rabbi Chacham, Rabbi Bataira. And accepting such a Messiah from Rabbi Bataira is also considered a Messiah according to Rashi. Which is a Chayr very shver. Because the Gemara Harei proves that the only one that we trust for the Tzayit to tell us Bishmai that this life is Tar is only Rabbi Tzayot, because such a person is a Baki Ben Bishmai Sayan. But Rabbi Bechachma, Rabbi Bataira, because we don't assume that he's Baki Behen, only Bishmai Sayan, we can trust such a Messiah. So how can Rashi tell us that the second form of Masaira is that it's Masar Loi Rabbi? This is a grace appella. The Achrayim asked this question, Ayin Teferis Yaakov in Arasugya, and Ayin also Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Kuntres Karni Chagavim, Simon Yud Aleph, and Ayin also the Chuvis of Reb Yehuda Asad, Chuvis Yehuda Yale, Chelik Aleph Yerideya, Simon Tzadik Beis. And the answer, all of them are Misnabe B'Signan Echad, based on another important Torah. L'chayra, this that the Gemara tells us, that it has to be Baki Behen B'Shmeisayin, that's only in the second Gemara, where the Tzayit is being made, that it was Masar Loi Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi has to be Baki Behen B'Shmeisayin. Why doesn't Rabbi Yechanan tell us that on the Ikr Memra of Oiv Tahar is Nechal B'Masayris, that Masayris has to be based on somebody who's Baki Behen B'Shmeisayin? Why does Rabbi Yechanan only tell us this Tanai on the second din, not on the first din? Zagin Zay, those three Achrayim, that we have to differentiate between two very different kinds of Messiahs. There's a kind of Messiahs which is like the first Mashal of Rashi, that we saw in Adam Kasher that was Eichel, or like Rashi in Dav Samach Beis, that it's a Messiahs from the Avais, or like the Rambam who says that it's a Dover Pashat by Simakim. Those kinds of Messiahs are not based on hard facts and Birurim. Those are based on the fact that we see such a metzias, that an Adam Kasher, or a Makayim, or the Aves ate it, we can assume based on that, that it's actually Heter. And we can assume that whatever brought them to eat it is something that's reliable. And that's the pashtus of the Taich of Oiv Tahar Nechal B'Mesiris. It's given over to us that this Oiv is Tahar, although we can't pinpoint exactly on the basis of what the Mesiris is based. Nevertheless, the Etzem Mesiris is Mataras to eat it. The second Gemara, which tells us that a Tzayit is Neman to say, Masar Loi Rabbi, that's referring to a Rav that he paskin based on his own Chachma that this is an Oif Tahar, because he's Baki Behenu B'Shmei Sayin, and he sees that this Oif is not one of the Chaf Dalet Oifas HaTmeim. So we can be samech on his chachma to tell us, even though he doesn't have a previous mesaris at all, that this is an oif tahar. And that's why, in that case specifically, Rabbi Yechanan says as a tanai, that we know that this Rabbi Tzayot is a baki behen ubishmeisehen. Now, this that Rashi tells us in the Ikar Din of Oif Tahar Nechel B'Mesiris, these three examples. So the first case of that he was Ra Adam Kasher Shal Achlai, that's a regular Mesiris, the first kind of Mesiris, which we're basing on the fact that Adam Kasher ate it, even though we don't know exactly how he came to that conclusion. The third case of Rashi, of Tzayir Chacham, that's really not a classic Mesiris. That's a case where we're believing a Tzayir Chacham based on his own recognition of Bahenu B'Shmeisehen. That's why Rashi uses the terminology Tzayir Chacham. That's not a terminology that's found in the Gemara. Adrabe, the Gemara has a suffix if it's Rabbi Chacham or Rabbi Tzayid. This combination of Tzayir Chacham, that's Rashi's own terminology, because Chacham alludes to the fact that Rabbi Yechanan says that the Tzayid has to be a Baki Behenu B'Shmeisehen. The second case of Masr Le Rabbi, which like we explained means Rabbi Batayra, there we're not talking about Rabbi Chacham, because like the Gemara says, Stam Rabbi is not Makir Behen. Nevertheless, Masr Le Rabbi is included in the first kind of Mesiris. If his Rabbi Batayra tells him that this Eif is Mutter, we could assume that probably his Mesiris is coming from a good place, even though we can't pinpoint how it was figured out, and we're allowed to be Simon on that, then that's included in the din of Eif Tahar Nechal B'Mesiris. So it comes out, from this Rashi, we have a Moirid Kechidosh LaHalacha. What's going to be if we have a Mesiris, which is based on Rabbi Batayra, who's not a Tzayit, and he's not Baki Behenu B'Shmeisehen? Could we be Simon on it or not? So the Pashas of the Gemara is Mashmah that we cannot be Simon on it, because the Gemara says that Rabbi means Rabbi Tzayit, who's Baki Behenu B'Shmeisehen. And as I paskent also the Shach Mefurish in Yeridea, Simon Pei Beis, Sivkatan Aleph, and he brings like that also B'Shem the Yamshah Shleimah. Nevertheless, our Rashi is Mavur not like that. And he holds that we can be Saimich on Rabbi Batayra, but it won't have a din like the same halacha as Tzayid Chacham, which is based on his own knowledge. But it'll be the first kind of the Mesiris, which is that we can base ourselves on the Rabbi, the fact that he holds its kosher, probably it really is Be'emes kosher. Now, L'chayr L'fi Rashi, we have to explain the Gemara. Because the Gemara already asks the question, Rabbi Chacham or Rabbi Tzayid. And the Gemara brings a raya from Rabbi Yechanan, we're talking about Rabbi Tzayid. Mashma, the Rabbi Chacham is Be'emes not enough. The Firashi, Rabbi Chacham is enough. So those aforementioned Achrayim are Masbir, that Rashi learns the Gemara Shaila as follows. What is this member of Rabbi Yitzchak talking about? Is he talking about Rabbi Chacham or Rabbi Tzayid? And the Gemara brings a raya from Rabbi Yechanan's member that he's talking about Rabbi Tzayid. That teaches us a Chiddush HaLacha, that we can be Samech on Stam Tzayid, who's Baki Ben B'Shmeisehen, that based on his own chachma, we can differentiate and know which eifes are eifes tahirim. That doesn't mean la'afuke that Rabbi Chacham is not a good Mesiris. Adrabba, Rabbi Chacham is an emes Mesiris, which we don't have to be mafakvik on. The Gemara is just proving that the pirush of the member of Rabbi Yitzchak is talking about Rabbi Tzayid, and therefore we can samech on Rabbi Tzayid as well. But avada, Rabbi Chacham is not excluded from this memra. Ad kan the chiddush of Rashi and how it differs from the Shach halacha l'maisa. Now, there's a very important general question on this sugya. In our sugya, it's mavur that we're working with a system of Mesiris. And we're not working with the regular system which we find in Kol Torah Kula of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim. This is pointed out by the Teferis Yaakov in our sugya, and also by Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Kuntres Karni Chagavim in Simen Yud Aleph. First of all, the Etzem Nusach of Oif Tahar Nechal B'Mesiris is Mavur, that we're handling with the Indian of Mesiris rather than Eidus of Eid Echad, which is the Lashon that we find in Kol HaTorah Kula. And Va'id, in the Gemara that says that Neman Tzayid to be Meyid B'Shem his Rabbi that was Meisrulei, that it's Oif Tahar, we find Kamed Yukim and Achrayim that point to the fact that here Chazal are much more Machmer than the regular Klolim in regards to Eid Echad and Visurim. First of all, point out that the Faris Yaakov and the Karnich Agavim, it says, Rabbi Yechanan says, V'hushi yeh baki b'enu b'shmeisehen, which means to say that we have to know b'yediya that this Tzayot Chacham, who he's giving over a Mesiris b'shem, is a baki b'enu b'shmeisehen. The Chayr and Kol Torah Kula, we don't have to cross-examine and find out what the credentials of a person who gives over an Eidus is. Any Eid Echad, in any circumstance, is given a Cheskas Kashrus, and whatever he says, we believe. So why here is there a tonight that it has to be Baki Behenu B'Shmei Seyem? V'ay, the Teferis Yaakov points out, it says, Nemon Sayyid to give over B'Shem Sayyid Rabbi. Mashma, stam a person who will say that a Tzayid told him this, wouldn't be Nemon. It has to be a Tzayid, a Talmud, B'Shem Rabbi Tzayid. A third point, which the Teferis Yaakov and the Karnei Chagam speak out, is in the Etzem Esayris, which Rashi is Masber, that it's Zeicher, that an Adam Kosher was Achloi. Why does Rashi say it has to be an Adam Kosher? L'chayre, every Yid is an Adam Kosher. The fact that Rashi points out Adam Kosher is Mashma, somebody who has an extra Cheskos Kashrus, more than usual. Why is that necessary? Why, the Teferis Yaakov points out, it has to be that he's Zeicher ba'Adam Kosher Sha'achloi. If the Adam Kosher just told him, that wouldn't be enough. Why do you need the extra point of Achloi? Another Nakuda, which the Karnei Chagam points out, is that the whole memra of Neman Sayyid to give over B'Shem Rabbi is a Chayra extra. Of course the Sayyid is Neman to say over that his Rabbi gave him that Mesiris. Why is that different, and why is there a Chiddush in this, more than the regular klalim of Erech Anam Bizran? Hayyotze mikama v'kama nakudais that we see that we're working with a different system here, Lagamri, not the usual Erech Anam Bizran. V'adzavar tzarech Talmud, what's wrong with the regular din and kol tarikul of Erech Anam Bizran that in regards to the kashrus of Eifes, you need more than that? So, achar ha'iyon, we found two pirushim in this inyan. One is mevor be'emes mitoich divi Rashi, earlier in the Samach Beis Amud Beis, and the other one is a chiddush tikka yisoid from the Teferis Yaakov in Arasugya. Rashi earlier in the Samach Beis Amud Beis is talking about a case of Tarnagolta de Agma, which Rav Papa said in Memre that it's Sharia, and it's Mavur in the Sugya, that it was Huchzak in the Velt to be an Oif Tahar, and people ate it. Until afterwards it was Darish Mareimar that Tarnagolta de Agma is Asira because Chazyuha de Darsa v'Achla. They found that it was actually Dairis, and with that, they were Iker, the Minik, to eat it, and they answered it. Zok Rashi, based on the story, nearly, the Oif HaBalafaneinu, Yesh Leimer Shami Yidris. There's always a Chshash, maybe it's actually going to be Dairis. Even if we didn't see it be Dairis until now, maybe eventually, at some point, we may find that it's Dairis, just like Tarnagolta de Agma. The Ha'ak Tarnagolta de Agma, Hayu Machzikin B'Tahayra, therefore, says Rashi, Ein oif nechal lanu ela b'masayris, oif shemasru lanu aviseinu b'tahar. We only eat an oif that we have a masayris from our aves that is tahar. This is the Rashi that we mentioned earlier that explains masayris to be a masayris from the aves. V'shalei masru lanu yesh lachush, u'b'masayris yesh lanu nismach, k'dam l'kamanch, oif tahar nechal b'masayris. Ad kan l'shain Rashi. So Rashi over here tells us a Mari Diki Yisoid based on that Gemara, that even an Oif, which is accepted to be an Oif Tahar, like that Tarnagolta de Agma, we should not be Samech on our own configurations, but rather we could only eat it by Mesiris, because there's a Chshash that eventually we may find that there's a mistake, and what we thought has Simani Tahara, Be'emes, is a Dairis, and therefore we could only be Samech on Mesiris. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Karnei Chagavim also goes with this Mahalach. He doesn't quote the Rashi, Legabi, this, but he himself says, Min Asvaru, Min Haraya, that the reason why we don't go Basar Eidechon and Misur in Arasugya is because Chazal were Machmer based on the fact that figuring out the Simani Tahara of Eifes is very complicated and it's possible to make a mistake. Therefore, we're not Saimach and Eidechon and Misurin, and we need Dafka Mesiris. That's the first Mahalach. The second Mahalach is found in the Teferis Yaakov in Arasugya, and he says that the Indian of Oif Tahar is ki'ilu that it's his chazik izura. We know that the Gemara says in Masech the Gittin and Masech the Yevamit that the din of Erech Anem Bisurin is only b'makom where it's not his chazik izura. Every Indian of figuring out if an Oif is an Oif Tahar or not is ki'ilu that it's his chazik izura. Why is that? So the Teferis Yaakov, because we know that the Rambam says, and we mentioned it earlier, and we mentioned it by Riches in the Shir to Daf Mentes, that there's a mitzvah to be baidik the simanim of an Oif. And there's a mitzvah to be machalik between the Eifes Tahirim and the Eifes Tmeim. Because of that, it's considered as if it's a Chazik Yisura. Now this is something that's Sarach Bir. Why does the mitzvah to be machalik and to be mavdil between the Eifes Tahirim and the Tmeim turn it into a Chazik Yisura? Now L'chayra, the Pshat in the Teferis Yaakov is based on what we spoke about in the Shir on Daf Mentes, B'siyata D'Shmaya, that the Rivash and Shuvas, Simen Kuv Tzadik Beis, comes from this Rambam, and he says that because it's a mitzvah to be baidik, we cannot be saimech even on roif. Even in a situation where I'll be roif, this oif is a tar, we have to be vadei mamish in order to be makayim this din of being mavdil. And we spoke out then that the Avnei Nezer says in Siman Ayin Vav, Ois Tazayin, that even if we were to argue on the Rambam and hold that there's no direct mitzvah to be mavdil between the Eifas HaTohirim and the Eifas HaTmeim, and to be Baidik the Simanim, which could possibly be the Shita of the Ramban that disagrees with the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, nevertheless, the Pasuk that tells us Lahavdil is being megalat us that in order to verify that a specific animal or oif is tahar, it's not enough to go with the regular mahalchim of Kol HaTorah Kula verification, because Lahavdil is telling us that we need to do a Maisa Avdala, which is a Yadir Brura, which is why we can't be Samech on Raif. So the fact that we're not Samech on Raif is not because it's a mitzvah to be Mavdal, but more than that, there's a Gilui Milsa that we have to be Mavdal B'Teres Vadai in order to be able to be Samech on this Birur, to be able to eat a Behema Tahira or an Aif Tahar. Based on that, we can understand that the Tiferes Yaakov is adding an extra Aimek to this Nakuda. This Din of Lahavdal, where the Torah says you need a Din Vadai, means to say that the Torah is establishing that Be'etzem, every animal or oif that's bala fenenu is ki'ilu, it's his chazki sura, it's becheskas iser, until we're mavdil, and we know bebir or gomor, that it's mutter. And it's based on this, that therefore we can't be saimach and erechon and bisurin. Because any time something is becheskas isura, erechon is not enough, because it's not a bir or gomor. Which is why we need more than stam and erechon, we need mesiris. Now, based on these two mahalchim, we have to go weiter. So what is actually mesiris? What Kayach does Maseiris have more than Stam Adin of Erech and Mbisurin? So in this we find two Mahalchim in the Achreinim. The Shach says in Simon Pei Beis of Katan Vav, and he's going on a Maseiris Shemasru Lehem Aveseyim, which is the Lashon of Rashi and of Samach Beis and Mabeis, and also the Lashon of the Rashi and Teres Abayis in Page Samachay in the old print. And he says, V'zel Ashaynai, V'kivan Shiesh Maseiris, V'adai Mitchila Hikiru, She'einze Michov Dalad Oifais. The Chayri means to say that it's a chazaka mitam vadai. We can definitely assume that if our fathers were meiser to us that this is an oif tahar, for sure they did the necessary birurim and they came to it b'tayrus vadai, and we could be saimach on this mesiris. That's the Shach's mahalach. The Chayri, according to the Shach, it's a birur mitam vadai. We can definitely assume that it's tahar. This is better than stam erechanam bisurin, which is a din nemanis, but it's an amonis klush of Eirechad. It's a chazaka mitam vadai. Now, the other mahalach is found in the Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, which we mentioned before in Siman Tzadik Beis, and he is going on the mahalach of Mesiris, which is Mavur in the Rambam, that it's a davar pashit ba'aisei makim, that it's an oif tahar. Zakti Yehuda Yala, that's daimet to the din of g'dayil chazaka, which is Mavur in the Sugi and Masech L'Ksubis, daf Chavdal and Mabeis, and also in Kedushin daf Samachtas and Mabeis, where the Gemara says in those places that when Klal Yisrael came back after Galus Bavel, and there was an issue of being Mavarer, who's a kain and who's not, so Nehemiah told them that anything that they were naig to eat, Bimei HaGalus, Truma Derabanan, Ayin Trum in the Sugya, they could continue to be naig to eat that, because Harei Atem Bechazkaschem, you are Bechazkaschem. And in this Indian, the Gemara says, G'day L'chazaka, and Rashi's Masber, Ein Bezdin Yechaylin L'Hoitzi Davar Mechazkasai. Bezin can't be mighty something from its natural chazaka. The fact that it was makubal and it was accepted and it was nog, that they were kahanim to a specific extent, Gudayla chazaka says that we leave them becheskas that. And it's yidua that the Tvua Shar in Simin Yud Ches, he's masber that this is daimet the inyan of cheskas mamon. Like the dinam amaitse mechavel of Araya, which isn't a beerer that the money is his, but rather anything that's bechazkasai, we can't be mishanit unless we have a raya. So too, once something is bechazkas, that it's mutter, even though there is no beer involved whatsoever, we can't be mitzi et midei heter, like the Lashon of Rashi, that bezin can't be mitzi mechazkasan, unless we have a raya brura. This mahalach is a mahalach of chazaka mitam sofik, mitam ha-mitzi mechavel v'raya, mitam is sofik alei avdinan uvda, but it's not a chazaka mitam vadai. That would be the difference between the Mahalach of the Shach had understand Mesiris and the Mahalach of the Tshuvas Yehuda Yala had understand the Mesiris. And L'chayr, this is Be'emes, very much mitli toli, what the definition of Mesiris is. If the definition of Masoris is Kamavur Barashi Ubashari Shainim, that we have a Chazakah from the Avais, or like Rashi says, that Ro Adam Kasha Sha'achlai, or he's Makabah Meir Rabbi, in those cases, there's enough of a smach to assume that they for sure knew what they were talking about and they did the necessary Birurim. So Mitam Vada, we could be Saimich on them and eat it. However, this Mahalach of the Yehuda Yale, this specifically stems only in the Mahalach of the Rambam, where the Rambam is telling us that it's Lav Davka that we saw in Adam Kosher, or we were Makabah Meir Avos, but rather it's just, it's Huchzak Ba'ayse Mokem, and it's Nohug, that it's an oif kosher. Zokti Yudayala, the pshat, and that is not that there's a chazaka mitam vaday, but rather being that it's nohog, so we have the klal of gdoyla chazaka, where we say that we can't be moitzi dover mechazkosai, and if something is nohog to be heter, we'll assume that it's heter until it's proven otherwise. Now we have to speak out that be'emes, the pashas of the sugi and ksubas over there is that we come out lebaskana, that this klal of gdoyla chazaka only works for an inin derabanan, not an inin deraisa. Now the Chuvas Yudayala over there, Shtel Su, a Chuvas Rabbi Leo Mizrahi in Mayim Amukim, in Simon Lamed Beis, that says that it works even for an Inin Daraisa, Ayen Shom. But alternately we can say that Be'emes, we said earlier, B'Shem, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and Kuntras Karnich Agavim, that Be'emes on a Daraisa level, Erechanam Misurin is enough. The fact that we require Mesiris is only Midrabanan, because Chazal were Machmer because of the complicated nature of verifying what's an Eiftar and what's an Eiftamik. So because it's only Midrabanan that we need more than an Erechad, we can chapter say that we can be Saimach on the Klal of Gdaila Chazaka. These are the two very distinct Mahalchim, how to understand the Yisoid of what Mesiris is. Is it Mitam Vadai or is it Mitam Sofik? And the Chayr, it's Mitli Talui and the different Mahalchim and Rishainim as to what is Mesiris. Is it something that tells us Mitam Vadai we saw Avais or Rabbis or Adam Kosher that ate it? Or it's just that it's not Gwais and Makam like the Shitas Harambam. Now, we mentioned earlier in the share that there's a Nidin in the Rajba and Tarasabayas in Amud Samachay in the old print as to whether or not a Mesiris works Mi Makam La Makam. If there's one Makam that has a Mesiris, but a different Makam does not have a Mesiris, could the place without the Mesiris be Samech on the Mesiris that's in a different Makam? And the Rajba says that Alpipashas we can prove from the Sugi earlier about Shaknoi and Batnoi that a Mesiris does work mimakim lamakim, but he says he could be daichet because maybe the Gemara just means to say that it's not an inyan of a minig. And we mentioned that lechayer the pashas of the lashon Rambam is mashma that it has to be a minig ba'isei makim, and we're not saymech on a mesiris mimakim lamakim. Lechayer there's a very big makim to say that this nidan is mitli tali and how you understand that the ikar inyan of mesiris. If you say that mesiris is like the shach says, that it's an inyan of a birur mitam vadai, that we can assume that they were definitely made the necessary birurim, and it's an oif tahar, so then it should work in makam lamakim. The fact that in this specific makam, they don't have a mesiris, and they don't know about the birur, that doesn't diminish from the birur that was made in the other makam. The fact that in the other makam, they do have a raya, that raya works universally. However, if you learn like the mahalach of the Yehuda Yale in the Rambam, that he says it's just the inyan of gdei lechazaka, now there's a makim to say that this klal of Ein Mitzi and Davar Michas Kosai is only in the makim where they actually had the minik. In that place that they actually were noig like that, so Mitzi Mechaver Alvaraya, Ein Mitzi and Meha Minik. But in a case that didn't have the minik, so there's no such klal of Deil Chazaka, and we can't make a Chazaka mi makim la makim. And in Kain, it's going to come out that the Rambam works very much Lashitasai. Because the Rambam holds that the Inyan of Mesiris is the Inyan of Gdeil Chazaka, it's not a Bir Mitam Vadai, like the Yehuda Yalas is Masber, that the fact that it's Nog Vaisim Makam just makes that it's Bechezkas Heter, and therefore we can't be Maitziyat. Therefore, the Rambam Lashitase says that it has to be Dafka Vaisim Makam. However, the Rishayim would disagree, and like we Lemaisa Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that Mesiris works Mimakam Lamakam, that's because we're going like the Lashon of the Rishayim, but the Inyan of Mesiris is that they're Makabam Avaisayim, and that's Be'emes the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Pebes. So if they're Makabam Avaisayim, that Mesiris is a Chazaka Mitam Vadai. Therefore, Avada works Mimakim Lamakim. The Chayre, this is a Meridik Ha'ara that it works Lishitasam. And we can be Maisif another Ha'ara. The Gemara earlier in the Samach Bezam and Bez, which we mentioned before, the Gabi Tarnagolta the Agma, it says that Be'emes, Rav Papa said that Tarnagolta the Agma is Muteris. And like Rashi speaks out, it was Nohog and it was Becheskas that it was Takamuter. Until afterwards, that it was Darash Mereimar, the Tarnagolta, the Agma is Asira, because of the fact that it was Chazyuha, the Darsa, Va'achla. Now Yesh Ladon, if originally, when they were Samech on the din of Rav Papa, that Tarnagalta the Agma Asira, was that also based on a Masiris, or that was just because according to what they figured out and what it seemed to them, it had all the necessary simanim, and it wasn't from the Chavdal Raifis, and therefore they're a Matirit. So in Rashi it's Mavur that they ate it without a Masiris, which is why Rashi buys from this Gemara, when he sees the Mikshal that happened in regards to Tarnagalta the Agma, he says that therefore, from now on, we shouldn't have such a mikshal again, and we should only eat an oif b'mesiris. So Rashi assumes that obviously they did not have a mesiris from their avos; they just figured it out on themselves, which is how the mikshal happened. And memela, the lesson that we should take from there is that we should only be samech on a mesiris and not try to figure it out ourselves. However, the Rashbe in Teres Abayis over there on page Samachay, he's mavur that be'emes they had a mesiris over there and they ate a b'mesiris. Just the mesiris was eventually disproved. That from the fact that it was Chazyuha the Darsa that disproved the Masiris and showed that the Masiris was a Masiris Bitos. And therefore, from then on, it was also for them to eat it. According to the Rashba, it wouldn't be the right response to that Gemara to say, therefore you should only eat the Masiris. Because Adarabba, there we see that even though they ate the Masiris, mistakes can happen anyway. L'chayra yesh ladon, that this machlaikis, whether or not that story happened with Masiris or not, has very much to do with how Masiris works. According to Rashi, that he explains over there, that we're talking about, that it was oif, shemasulanu avisenu betar. So Rashi assumes that the Masiris is a birur matam vadai. Imkain, Rashi assumes betaris pashtus, that obviously they didn't have a Masiris. If they had the Masiris, which is a chazaka mitam vadai, probably that mikshul will not have happened. Elamai, that was going that they ate it without a Masiris, and they stam ate it because they figured out by themselves that it's mutter. Therefore, the lesson we learn from there is to only eat up a Masiris and to be mavar with a chazaka mitam vadai. However, the Rashba l'chayra is mavur that even though he learns also that the inyan of Masiris is that it's a Masiris from the avais, the Rashba holds that even a Masiris from the avais is not a Masiris mitam vadai. It's not a chazaka that vadai de mavar properly, but that too is only an inyan of chazaka of ein meitzin adavar mechazkasai, like the Masiris of the Yehuda Yala. And that's Mavur Be'emes Mitaych Divrei Rashba, because the Rashba has a suffix whether or not the Chazaka works Mimakam Lamakam. If a Masiris was a Bir Mitam Vadai, L'chayra, that wouldn't make a difference which Makam it is. The Bir is a Bir, the Gabe Kol Makam. Elamai, it's Mavur, the Rashba holds that even a Masiris of Avais is also not a Din Vadai, it's also just like the Rambam's Masiris, which is that we don't change a Minig Heter, because Ein Metzien Adavar Mechaz Kasai. Imkain, the Rashba himself holds that we can assume the fact that they were noyig to eat a Tarnagolta da Agma, Be'emes had a Masiris. And when Rav Papa said a halacha, the Tarnagolta da Agma Sharia, it wasn't just because he saw the Simanim and he's decided that it's mutter, but rather he was saying over the Masiris that they had from the Avais that a Tarnagolta da Agma is an Aiftar. Nevertheless, that Masiris is not a Din Vadai. It's just that we're not Mishane, the accepted minig. Therefore, it's a vada prone to a mistake. And it's possible that afterwards it should be chazyua de darsa. And now, that's maitzi from the chetzkas heter, because we see mitam vadai, that be'emes it is anayf tamei. This lechayr could be the underlying nakuda, why Rashi and the Rashba differ, if the case in the Gemara of Samach Bezim and Bezim, Tanagolta de Agma, is alpi pashas without a Masiris, or it could even be bimasiris. And this is Mitli Tali in this big Shaila as to whether the Inyan of Masiris is a Din Vadai or a Din Safik. Adkan this Inyan and Adkan this Shir from Masechta Chulin, Daf Samech Gimel.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shirim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS. Or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.